USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The Department of Homeland Security has announced that travel restrictions on the Canadian and Mexican borders will continue into July. The bans on non-essential travel between the countries will last until July 21st. The department says the extension will continue to help reduce the spread of the virus while allowing essential trade and travel to continue. After a preliminary investigation, authorities are calling a deadly crash at a Florida Pride Parade an accident. A truck about to join the Wilton Manors Parade Saturday evening quickly accelerated, hitting at least two people, killing one and severely injuring another. Police say they believe the elderly driver accidentally accelerated. He was taken into custody at the scene and has cooperated with the investigation. And the United States has sent 2.5 million doses of COVID vaccine to Taiwan. The shipment of the Moderna vaccine tripled the U.S.'s previous commitment to Taiwan as the island deals with a surge in new cases. This is USA Radio News.
My feet hurt. So when Mike Lindell told me about his new My Slipper, I just had to try it. It's more than a bedroom slipper. It's an indoor-outdoor slipper with a three-tier cushioning system that combines two layers of foam with a patented impact gel to keep you from wanting to ever take them off. I love them. They're comfortable, beautifully finished with leather suede, faux fur linings, and an indoor-outdoor sole. And Mike guarantees this will be the most comfortable slipper you'll ever own, or you'll get your money back. 60-day money-back guarantee, one-year warranty, and you can save 40% when you go to MyPillow.com. Click on the radio listener special, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. Mention USA Radio when you get to give them the promo code USA, and they will take good care of you. Save 60% on just about anything on the MyPillow website when you use my promo code USA. MyPillow.com, my slippers.
The Delta variant of the coronavirus now accounts for about 10% of new cases in the United States after the strain first identified in India became the dominant strain in the UK. The more transmissible variant is already causing hotspots of infection in rural parts of Missouri and Kansas. But Dr. Scott Gottlieb doesn't believe the strain is more dangerous, but just infects people more easily. The former FDA commissioner tells CBS's Face the Nation that forecasters expect Delta to lead to a surge in cases in the fall.
They are predicting that in a scenario where we only get to about 75% of the eligible population vaccinated and have a 60% more transmissible variant, which this new Delta variant may be 60% more transmissible than 117, they do show an upsurge of infection and reaching a peak of around 20% of the infection that we reached last winter. So about 20% of the peak in January we will hit in the fall at some point. I think that's probably an aggressive estimate. I don't think it will be quite that dire. But when you do look at those estimates, you see it varies widely between states.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
One senator is throwing out a new proposal on infrastructure, one whose price tag goes beyond even the White House's bill. Jeremy Scott has more.
A bipartisan group of nearly two dozen senators have pitched a much smaller proposal than the Biden administration's $4 trillion infrastructure plan, which invests in roads, bridges, and other projects. But that's not good enough, says Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders.
One of the concerns that I do have about the bipartisan bill is how they are going to pay for their proposals, and they're not clear yet. I don't know that they even know yet.
Senator Sanders drew a line in the sand on NBC's Meet the Press.
Some of the speculation is raising a gas tax, which I don't support, a fee on electric vehicles, privatization of infrastructure. Those are proposals that I would not support.
Democrats are seeking to include climate change mitigation and new investments in areas like child care in their proposal. From the USA Radio News Oregon Bureau, I'm Jeremy Scott.
And Tropical Depression Claudette is moving into the Carolinas after dropping heavy rains in Alabama, Louisiana, and Mississippi. 10 people, including 9 children, died Saturday in a multiple vehicle crash south of Montgomery, Alabama. Police say 8 children were killed in a van from a youth ranch for abused or neglected kids. The vehicles likely hydroplaned on the wet roads, triggering a chain reaction crash. Claudette is forecast to re-strengthen into a tropical storm before it moves over the North Carolina coast and back out to sea. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.